Hi, everybody. Well, this is our PBS radio show, Creation Lightship Healing. And today is Friday. The day today is August 4th, 2017. And we always clear the date for people, the energy that's quartered from this date off of you. Here we go, releasing this energetic court numbering system date. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, boy, it must be heavy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, there we go. That feels much better. So that energy should be released. And we have a request for the, to help the enslaved aliens that are here. So we'll do that in about, you know, maybe 3-4 minutes from now here. Help them leave the earth. So about 3-4 minutes we'll do that. So here we go. Let's bring up the light being or beings on your monitor screen or screens. These will be the males coming in. Here we go. So stronger, bringing you peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next, if you have a situation going on in your life, here we go. Let's help you release that. And remember, it's darkness energy because you're dealing with the situation. And true source energy, there are no things that would bother you. They don't exist. So here we go. Get rid of this darkness energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next we're going to help these enslaved aliens leave the planet. So what we do is to help them leave the planet. I count from maybe up to 100. I'll probably do that maybe 2 times. So here we go. This is going to help enslaved aliens leave the planet. The planet Earth. This is the old planet Earth where they're living, not the new one that is the creation lightship, planet of light. So here we go. Help enslaved aliens leave the old planet Earth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, so you may feel these energies maybe leave your body, leave the space around you. And they have, in a sense, a bus ticket out of here. Okay, so, Ann, I guess I'll turn it over to you. Are you all ready to go, getting out of the VBS preparation rooms?
Yes, I am, Ron. Thank you so much for all those wonderful clearings you did at the top of the show tonight. Welcome, everyone listening. If you're new, this is the Ron Amatron Healing Show. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. There are tons of information on there you'll want to check out after the show. Before I forget to say this, tomorrow is another show on BBS Radio Station 2, just as this one is, at the same time tomorrow, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And it's a really wonderful show always to, well, all the shows are wonderful, but that one is particularly wonderful because Ron actually bilocates all of us listening to Creation Lightship for a physical healing. So that is not to be missed. And tonight is traditionally Paranormal Friday. And I guess the good and bad news, Ron, is we have some paranormal things to relay that people have sent in. the releasing enslaved aliens that you just did for us is wonderful, and that is going to be put on our YouTube channel. There is already one there, but that'll be the sort of update, and that can be used perpetually by anyone who would like to release enslaved aliens who might be in our area. So, Ron, you have been clearing a lot of planets for us lately, and we have a lot of people. Tomorrow night will be the birthday celebration, too, for anyone whose birthday is in the month of August. So if this is your birthday month, a special invitation to you to join us tomorrow night. Earlier tonight, Ron cleared us on his 5:30 call of entities that are a big problem for many of us, or dare I say, most of us. And thank you so much for that call, Ron. As always, it was very powerful. Okay. Somebody has a question. They were, I think, on the Wednesday conference call, also at 5:30, and also all the information about that is on Ron's website. For the divine water, this is the question, what is the allowable volume or amount of containers of water that you activate on the Wednesday call?
I would say typically a gallon would probably be more than you can drink in a day. So, you know, a gallon is what I would suggest having. Some people, you know, may want to have a quart, you know, but I would probably myself at least get a gallon of water, you know, maximum. I won't say at least, but get a gallon because you may be extra thirsty. And you may, you know, wish that you had more if you had much less. So it doesn't really matter, but I'd say get a gallon of water. You know, what do you normally drink? And if you know what you normally drink, then I'd probably double it. And then you can put the extra water in the evening, maybe in your foot bath or bathtub or something, and use it that way. Oh. And possibly, since you drink it, maybe you're doing something, making something that needs water, and you may want to put that water in. It won't matter if you boil it or not. I wouldn't suggest boiling it, but, you know, it'll still hold light codes. So you may want to actually put it in some of the food that you're eating. Maybe you're making something like, let's just say spaghetti. You got to boil those noodles. Well, use that water. So, you know, get a gallon of water, you know, and you can put that in with other water. And I'm not saying that light codes are going to make the complete water get activated. It doesn't work that way. So you might think, well, I'll just put in, you know, 3 teaspoons of my water into a gallon of water and activate more water. No, it doesn't work that way. But, you know, if you do have at least half the water that was activated with, you know, other water, you know, it will still work. But doesn't work with just a little sampling of it. You may want to do that. That way your noodles will have light codes in it. Oh, I guess back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. And that same person has a second question, and I'm not sure of the answer to this. About the phone calling in. You have a list of international free conference phone numbers. Does that include using your mobile phone? I guess it depends on your mobile phone, right?
I have no clue how that actually works. That's from the
right.
From the website that provides the conference calls. So I don't.
Right, you probably have
just
to
try and find out. You know.
Right. You have to test it with your own phone. It probably depends on the service you have and where you're calling from. And then they finish, thank you for caring about humanity. Many blessings. So thank you very much for writing in to us, and hope that was helpful about the waters. Just a quick question.
I do know that
so
somebody
here
in the UK had to get a special calling card, I think, or a calling card for going out of the country to go on one of the calls. So that was not free to them, calling our conference call number. But, you know, you have to, you know, check that out yourself. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. We have several questions about different healings and the amount of time to run them. And I just want to say, yes, you can run them for as long as you want. When there is an automatic or default time, that's a suggestion. But if it says 600 minutes, you can change it. I often do that. Like if I'm going to be gone all day, I'll put it on for 1,000 or 2,000 minutes. That's fine to do. And someone was asking about a clearing that the times are different on different parts. Yes, just do them all whatever time, you know, you feel is right. I mean, you know, there's no reason to rush through the healings, but I would, do each separate part to get the most out of it. Okay. So, Ron, would you like to move on to some paranormal situations that people wrote in about?
Yeah, that would be fine, sure.
Okie doke. A couple of them really made me laugh. Clone behavior. Just walked into a local dollar store. It was August 1st, and they had aisles of Halloween candy out. I thought, oh my, don't we still have a good month of summer left? But I tried to stay heart-centered. Another customer came in ranting and raving, Halloween candy, what's going on? She came into my aisle and looked at me. Did you see all that Halloween candy? And I nodded. The store personnel said the orders come from corporate. We have no say. 3 months this candy will be sitting there. Clones in corporate, I wonder? Then went into a local food store and saw more Halloween candy. Also, the weather by me is strange. The forecast was mid-70s, then dropped to the 50s, heavy rain, more like September weather. Leaves are changing color and dropping. Summer is already short. Trying to stay on the new earth, it has been challenging.
Maybe that candy is left over from last year, and maybe, you know, it's from a foreign country. So maybe they want to get rid of the year-old candy, or we'll just say nine-month-old candy that's been sitting around. So that's the way that they can get rid of it, because people may want to buy it just to have candy. So, anyway, back to you.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is more of a question. What are shadow bodies, and are they clones?
No, they're not a clone. A shadow body would be a representation of you that would be of darkness. So it would be one of your cloned replicas, typically, that could come into you, or it could be somebody else's cloned replica. I think we got a definition, I believe, of that maybe on one of the healings there. But basically, you know, it's something that you want to get rid of. So back to you.
Okay. Another clone story. This happened to a listener from the UK who was riding the bus. A woman came and sat next to me. We were sort of joined at the hip. So I turned to her and smiled and as politely as I could said, would you mind moving over? And she promptly moved right into me. Then I said, no, the other way. So that does sound like a clone. And because this person that did this was the opposite gender and also another race from the person. They were, you know, felt a little nervous saying anything, but they felt they had to, and then the person moved on. So that made me laugh, too.
Oh, dear, yeah.
Okay, we have, I know that that's kind of funny, like things that you think are normal behavior. So if you ask someone, would you mind moving over, they know you don't mean closer. Okay, someone else wrote in about possible abduction. Last January, 3 months before I stumbled upon BBS Radio and Creation Lightship, I had an experience that affected me profoundly. I experienced sleep paralysis one night and was being held down. I was struggling to get my hands to my face. I finally was able to move my head and was biting at something. When I woke more completely, I saw an ugly, greenish face leaning over me. Then I awoke. After that, I had to sleep with a small light on every night and was afraid something was under my bed. Not adult behavior and embarrassing, but for the first time, something similar has happened. After listening to your show and doing some free clearings, I realized I feel stronger and do not have the night creeps any longer. So grateful. Time for the whole life, emotional clearing, and more. Was this a dream or something else? Thank you so much, Ron, and Light Beings, for helping.
Well, all dreams are real, and so it won't be like something else. So if it is a dream, then it's real. If not, it was a timeline that you actually viewed. So it's all real. So you can't separate dream as one reality and something else going on as another, because it's all the same stuff. Just that you probably could have been aware in a dream state. So that's a typical abduction that you brought back here. I think it would be interesting, and this might be hard for people to do. It might even be impossible, okay? But I think it would be really interesting on all the free clearings that we have. There's like 16 of them. And a lot of them, you know, you can run maybe within, say, a half an hour to an hour. So it would be really neat if somebody had enough, maybe a bunch of computers, maybe 10 computers, and you did two clearings on each one on the free ones, like the Gray Sky and the Head Connector, you know, and, you know, the satellite, you know, timeline crash, all these things that deal with aliens, and you were able to actually, you know, do a model at one time just to see what would happen. So I don't know how that would work, you know. It's, you know, maybe it's possible that you, at your job, maybe you work with computers, and maybe you could stay late, and, you know, maybe there's 50 computers, you know, in the room that you're working in, and you can go over there. But they probably have passwords and stuff, but it'd be cool if somebody could try that, just to see what would happen with all those free clearings running. To get rid of these energetic cordings and mind control transmissions, et cetera, from you. So anyway, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And, you know, that's a wonderful, that would be so wonderful. And I just wanted to say, I use the Gray Skies clearing, and I know a lot of listeners do a lot because it works so well and so quickly. But lately I've been also doing with the same request in the box, the environmental protection, and I think it's really good to, I just want to remind everybody to use those two together, like the person that wrote in about they're not pleased with how quickly fall is coming to their area, it sounds like, that might be helpful. Okay. Someone wrote in about Wednesday. You did another clearing for us. I believe you did. Wow, you did 32,000 years ago, and I think you did 27,000 years ago clearing. And so this, I was the person who wrote in about having had a strong reaction to the 22,000 year clearing last week. This week, on the 32,000-year clearing, it was all visual. I saw a large dragon's head flying straight towards my face out of my computer screen. Not to eat me, but to meet me. I've always been curious about dragons. So that clearing, the 27,000-year one, made me feel sort of numbed out. Any comment on that, Ron?
I'm looking here. It does feel like that timeline was activated for dragons. And dragons, the ones that I see in the clouds, are very wonderful. In fact, I really haven't seen a bad dragon causing harm. I have released some that were actually chained up with chains on them. They're kind of like they used to put on, elephants, So I did release some dragons that way. Let's go into that same year. So that was 32,000. Is that correct?
Let me see that now. She, which was the one that she saw the dragon in? I think that was 22,000. She said. Let me go back and look here.
27. Is there any comment that she had for 27,000 years, or just the one?
I believe that was it. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to that, because that would be very interesting. So here we go. We're going to go back to that same. I'll use the word timeline that she experienced seeing the dragon, or maybe dragons. So everybody else can experience that too. Here we go. So this could be just behind the veils that you normally wouldn't see consciously, but you can maybe get like a silhouette. So here we go. Let's go to that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I am seeing dragons. They're very peaceful. A lot of family units that I'm seeing. A lot of them are physically walking. So I would not confuse them with the other ones that are, with those negative names attached to them, that everybody talks about. But these here seem to be very, they're very gentle beings. So here they come. And you could request a healing if you like. So here we go. We'll some energy out that will help them interface with you. With light energy. And so here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So now they're emitting light energy from them, and you can maybe commune with them, and maybe they may recognize you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So for me, it feels very, very subdued, very, these are very gentle beings. I don't see them hurting anybody at all. So here we go. 1, releasing you from these energies now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're back here off of that particular timeline. So hopefully that was a nice experience for you. We'll see what people talk about. And I do enjoy them up in the clouds when they're fighting aliens. Their mouths open up. They look like dragons with the humps on their back, And you see the flame coming out, and it's in cloud form. But, it is real. So back to you, Anne. We'll see what else we have there.
Okay. This actually came in last week, and I don't think we got to it. Someone went swimming at a lake at a public beach, and all of a sudden they got some painful Charlie horses in their legs. They did the alien attack I'm not sure if we may have read this already, but she's asking, was she able to clear that off? Because she really felt like it was an alien attack.
It feels like it's pretty much cleared.
Okay, good. I hope
by 90% each, so I'd say that would be correct.
Okay. So since it's summer, Ron, and you've said this before, but you know, I saw something online today about how, oh, it's so good to ground to the earth, you know, when you're walking and walk barefoot on the beach and everything. And so it seems like this is an example of how that mightn't always go so well for you. So could you just remind people about that?
Well, you're picking up the traumas that are in the earth. So, you know, I wouldn't recommend doing that. Let's see here. Let's just tell you what. Let's look at it a different way. So all of a sudden, this may sound not too nice, but you see a car accident, and many cars are involved, and there's a lot of, you know, body parts and blood on the ground, okay? And so would you go over to that location? Naturally, you would have to do it because you know, were able to, right? Would you go over there and actually sit on the body parts and the blood and everything else there? Because you want to feel that energy and ground to that? I would probably think you'd be kind of like, you know, the word gagging with a spoon, you know? The last thing you'd want to do is that. Well, that's what you're doing when you ground to the earth. You're picking up all the things that have died on this planet to make the ground. And you have all that consciousness on the surface of what's going on and traumas. Just think of forest fires, you know. May not have them where you are now, but maybe a couple hundred years ago, maybe they burnt everything off the land to put up the house that you live in. So the worst thing you want to do is ground to the earth. You will get all the traumas coming back into you that occurred there. So... plus, why do you want to suffocate your spirit when you use your mind to ground to the earth? Then your spirit has to go where your mind is projecting it. And what if your spirit was, I don't know, this isn't exactly the right thing to say or even correct, but what if you suffocated your spirit because you wanted it to be, you know, 500 feet or, you know, miles down, we'll say, in the earth where there's no oxygen? That's where you're sending your spirit when you ground. It sounds kind of stupid to me. So, but that's the New Age movement, doing these dumb things for people, ground to the earth. You know, what you want to connect to is your body. So if you're trying to stay in your body, then do so. Stay in your body with your spirit. Just command your spirit to be with you. You don't want to command your spirit to go somewhere else, you know. So... like I said, that's one of those ridiculous, stupid things, and it's just from ignorance. People don't know the difference who's doing these practices, so they're just ignorant. Remember, you know, that's why you're still living here. So back to you.
Okay, yeah. Okay, let me get to some other questions here. Okay, a question about the monthly alien attack clearing. It's okay, so I'm guessing this person's kind of new doing this. They're running all 9 options with unknown. There seem to be many variables with the choice of timelines at the top. Right now I'm just running the different options. So, great. What I found is you'll get more comfortable with that healing. It is tremendous. If you haven't done the monthly alien attack release clearing, it's really, really wonderful. But it does almost seem overwhelming when you first try it. And as this person is doing, there's several long lists of choices, and you can put on unknown because Often we don't know what's attacking us. But also what I have done, and other listeners have written in that they've done this as well, is run the unknown for a while, and then when you have some time and you're sitting there, go down through the list and see if you feel any shifts when you pick one of those specific choices that Ron has given us at the top. And then she's asking, can you check off all four timelines at the top, past, present, future? I believe you can. I believe that when you get that healing, those boxes are all already checked off. So anytime healing has boxes checked, you can run it that way. You don't have to worry about unchecking boxes. Do you want to say anything else about the alien monthly alien attack clearing, Ron?
Yes, it's helped, I'd say, probably thousands of people who are under attack to have some type of relief. So, yeah, it's a very nice and good clearing to do.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's happening to you. And even if you don't, remember, you're probably under attack anyway. You just don't know it, so you may want to just try it just for the heck of it. Because, remember, every 10 minutes you're a different person because the alien races are switching you out, and you're only real 3 hours out of the month. So you're always under alien connections. That's why you see the same numbers that you normally see on your clock all the time, digital clock, whatever that would be, whether it's 10-10 or 11-11, 12-12 or 1-1-1 or just, you know, 3-3-3. That's your tracking number. Also, maybe that's the timeline that the aliens put you on. Maybe they put you on the 11-11 timeline, and so they robotically remote control you, and you are moving your head to your clock, moving your neck down or up, and then your eyes start to focus on what that digital clock is saying, and then all of a sudden, voila, you go, wow, I see this number again. And they go, whippy, we got you under our spell. We have you now. You know that the program is working, and that we can do whatever we choose to you because we are now controlling you. So that's the way you need to look at those numbers when you see them. So that's the way it works. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we could talk a little bit more about this, walking situation. Someone wrote in, because we're talking about grounding to the earth, I was wondering if we should close the chakras from our feet when we walk so we don't have anything enter our bodies through our feet from the ground.
Yeah, that would be a good thing to do, and also close your crown chakra. Remember, the aliens gave you your chakra system with all the meridians. They connected to that. In light, that really doesn't exist, but you could have that created in light before the alien stepped in and named it your chakra system, okay? So before it was just the way the light would travel through you, that's a possibility. I'm not saying I'm 100% correct, but then the aliens took it over and then made it into the chakra system and told people about the meridians and everything else, which is how they can enter and interface with you. Oh, back to you.
Right. And, of course, on the crown chakra, I think it's crown chakra alien clearing, which is a wonderful clearing. You can do just that, close down and protect all your chakras. And it even has a shrink wrap option at the bottom. So I recommend that healing very highly. It's very thorough. So, and we can also always, whenever we're going out, command that all of our energy shrink wrap to our bodies. That will help. Then I was thinking, Ron, because, for instance, this listener that wrote in about going to the lake, it is nice to be able to do those things in the summertime. Could you, or would it work to do some kind of clearing, maybe before you go, space clear it, or just command that as you're walking, you only take up take in anything good from the walking, you know, like the exercise part and the energy, but you're blocking, you're protected or blocking out any negative energies?
Well, I don't know if you can get them all out, you say, because you're connecting to the earth. Driving your car, you have a better chance of, like, the space clearing working for you because you're not touching the ground. So when you're touching the ground, it's very hard to stay disconnected or to be separated because you're only, what, a half an inch away from it. Now, if you happen to have stilts, that would work perfectly fine. And if you notice when you fly in an airplane, once you get up, you know, off the ground a ways, you tend to feel a little different. And, you know, even though going up to the maximum height of the airplane, sometimes they're even connected to the earth ground system somewhat. But, you know, that would be the only way you would have to be actually really disconnected from the earth. You know, you could close your chakras. That may help you, but, you know, are they going to stay closed? Very possibly not. Momentarily they might, and you might have some relief. So back to you.
So maybe we should just clear our houses or homes, wherever we live, and just walk back and forth in the room we live in. Or we could get one of those trampolines that keeps you off, those little trampolines that people jump on, that keeps you off the floor, off the ground.
And I bet you that houses that are made with wood, and, you know, you have a wooden floor that's off the ground compared to a concrete slab. The concrete slab will tend to have all that energy from the earth right at your feet. So besides, you know, hurting your body walking on it all the time, hurting your joints as you get older, versus having a wooden floor that gives, you know, you're probably doing more damage to yourself energetically, you know, with a concrete slab floor. So back to you.
Okay. So the listener who had asked the question about the Alien Monthly Clearing wrote in to say thank you for answering the question, and I was wondering about leaving boxes checked if they are that way when you open the clearing. I immediately felt better just buying it, really, but I feel a calm having it running. Thanks.
Yeah, that does happen. At times when I do the conference calls, people actually feel the energy from that call, even though I'm not on the telephone, you know, on the conference line, they'll feel it maybe a half an hour before the call even starts. So that's kind of what happens there. So, yes, you probably felt the energy as soon as you decided to connect to it. So back to you.
Okay, and another question. As I mentioned before, you've been clearing, removing the energy from different planets for us, Ron, every show for the past couple of weeks. So someone said, if we find benefit from the planet clearings on the show, what clearing do we purchase to continue the benefits?
We have the Planet Store Vortex clearing. That's what I would probably suggest. I don't know if I have anything else on there that may work. I think I have another clearing that might be similar, but maybe we'll see if anybody can let us know what that clearing could be or what they have used themselves to clear the planets.
Well, I've been doing the planet star cording that you just mentioned, and we talked about this on Wednesday, and then I think I forgot to mention it, but I heard or read something that the planet Uranus, which you did clear for us twice, is going to be powerfully affecting the planet going forward into the month of August and up till that eclipse time, which, you know, that's the future, and we can talk about that when we get closer. But I think it would be a good idea for people to clear that planet specifically. What do you think, Ron?
Yeah, very possibly, yes. Uh-huh. And okay. It depends, you know, how it's affecting you and how strong the aliens are working to affect you onto that timeline of that event. So I would assume that when people have the eclipse happening and all of a sudden, their world goes from light to darkness because of something in front of the sun, that could definitely trigger you as to maybe a death experience. You want to look at that to see how you can help yourself, and maybe they're resetting timelines with that because the energy of the sun is turned off, and maybe you're on a timeline with sun every day. And when that gets turned off, maybe they're making a new reality when the sun comes back on to connect to you, much like what happens, every year when, midnight comes in the last day of, December going into January. Everything gets rebooted again. So back to you.
Okay. Someone sent in a suggestion. The harmonic frequency clearing for walking the earth to not get connected via the foot chakra. What do you think of that suggestion, Ron?
That sounds good to me.
And someone else wrote in, isn't there gridline cording? And wouldn't that help? And, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, of course.
And the ley line.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone wrote in, speaking of calm, this is the person that feels calm from doing the alien attack removal. That always happens when I listen to archives as well. Archives are a must. Everyone should be listening to archives as much as possible. Amazing stuff, just amazing. So thank you, listener. We all do appreciate you, Ron, and I know you like doing the shows, and we're lucky. Okay, another testimonial. After my 76,000-year century clearing, okay, so someone did a century clearing yesterday, my cat came to me, and I started to pet him, and he flew straight into the air and on the floor, straight up. Guess he did not recognize the new me.
Wow, that's cool.
I know.
That a cat probably saw all the stuff from the past around you, and it was cleared off, and it probably shocked the cat. So that's, you got to believe animals when they react to something, because something's going on. That's cool.
Right. Well, they do know, like my cat always comes to me when you're on the phone, Ron, or she can hear your voice. And then once you start talking or doing healing, she conks out. So someone puts into their daily words and commands, I command my body to close my chakras outward and to spin inward only. And they say that every day.
Another good tool.
Okay. Another question. On YouTube, are planets that have number names and some unusual there are some unusual names they bring up. If we find that again, should we write you with those planets to clear or just run them on our natal barcode clearing? Thank you, Ron.
I'd probably do the natal barcode clearing, yes. If you see the planet name more than once, off and on, maybe during a week, you know that there's something happening there. So you may want to bring it up that this is in your awareness and just know that you're only seeing it because it's resonating with you. Otherwise, you would not be connected to it. So back to you. You may want to, you want to get it off of you.
Okay, and another listener wrote in, reaction to planet clearings. When I was having an acute reaction to the Mars clearing, Ron's suggestion suggested that I timeline crash Mars. So do you think other people might need to do that as well, Ron, if they have had a strong reaction?
Well, you have a strong reaction, of course, Jack, because you're on those timelines of that planet, whatever that planet would be. So, yes, to do timeline crashes on it. And then you may want to go to the nano barcode and put the name of the planet in there to neutralize the name. And you may want to just start, watching things if you can, maybe on Netflix or whatever, and just sort of see the movies that you're tuning into, what their basic theme is, and maybe look at when they were made, possibly, or what time frame they're going to be representing. And that will give you maybe another clue of what you want to clear, because it will come through as you start watching something. So, back to you.
Okay, and that natal barcode clearing is so important. So someone wrote in, I am the number one queen. I see those numbers, I won't even say them, all the time, and lots of the number one and double numbers. So, yes, natal barcode it. Natal barcode clear it as much as you need to.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Do you want to bring do any planet clearing tonight, Ron?
Yeah, I could. And getting back to the last one, typically, I would ask if you're a very emotional person, and maybe you are, and they're showing you that number more and more to get into their programs to become more emotional. Maybe they're trying to affect you emotionally, steal energy from you. So that's just an idea there. And I think somebody requested Venus. So we've done that before, but we'll clear it again here. You never know. So here we go. We're going to get the time-traveling soldiers to target Venus if it starts to exhibit the mind control transmissions to people or anything. So we'll just go there first, see if they're doing that. And if they are, then those areas will probably be destroyed. So here we go. One, and bring up the Venus, if you wish, on your monitor screen. Just Google it, maybe, and look at images, and it should come up. So we'll just start dealing with the energy of it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And, yeah, things are happening. If you happen to just re-enlisted on the call yesterday, you may be in active duty right now fighting this planet. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Boy, a lot of energy. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger.
I wonder, Ron, if part of the reason it's so strong is, they say, astrologists or astrologers, however you say it, say that that's the planet that rules Friday. Do you think that's part of the reason it's harder to...
Yeah, I'm trying to see here. It could be possible.
Right.
And I always say, but it could be.
Yes, well, wonderful. Actually, a couple of people made that request, Ron, that you do that over again.
So here we go. Let's hit Venus again. So here we go. Buddy, let's... look at the planet on your Google search, if you would, Google Images, and we're hitting it right now. Cora were just kind of checking it out a couple minutes ago to see what it was like. And yeah, there's some stuff active there. So here we go. Your time traveling soldier, a more recent one, you're going to be involved right now. So here we go. Doing strikes against it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And there's stuff happening. And remember, we're out of time battling this. So it's a little more difficult to have a physical strike on yourself, you know, or to have problems during the battles. Here we go. More energy is coming your way here. More energy. So we're actually battling to our right here. If you're sitting down, it would be typically, when we're sitting down, it would be to your left. If you're on the other side of it, it would be to your right. More strikes here. Yeah, that feels good. Okay. So just come back, everybody. Here we are. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. That felt, that was interesting. It did seem to me like the picture I was looking at changed a bit. And also, it got a little brighter, which is probably explosions or activity. And just felt, I don't know, overall calming. I think I felt that most of the others I felt more in my head, and tonight I feel like that was my heart area that sort of felt feels slightly more relaxed now. Also, I just want to say that, well, I guess 2 weeks ago or three or four, I'm not sure, you did an enlistment, so some new people joined the Special Forces, and again just yesterday a few more people called in on the Thursday call and were enlisted. And we always like to hear from people if you kind of see things, if it's not too scary, or you just to share with us how you're feeling and everything. Most people feel very empowered from being enlisted. And well, it's just interesting if you're listening to our shows. So we have a question here, Ron. Planetary and body jumpstart. I'm currently doing the body jumpstart, and I'm wondering, for the eclipse preparation, can I run Uranus clearing at the same time as doing health healings?
Boy. I'd say 60-40, maybe 60 yes, 40 no. This depends how your body's going to respond. So, hard to give you a definite answer, okay?
Yeah, that's a good idea. You could just sort of test the waters a little bit, and you might get to a point where you're feeling, you know, you've come to a point of completion of to a point of some of your health healings, and then you can do that. So someone wrote, thanks for the visit with the dragons. I always enjoy them very much. And felt bad for them, people hurting them because they were in fear and not understanding them. Glad that to know they are peaceful beings.
Yep.
Okay, and someone wrote, I am running the Earth Protection Clearing with the date and time of the total eclipse 24/7. Also doing the alien keyword intercept and natal barcode and running timeline crashes. So that's, somebody's really on that.
Yep, they're on the ball. Yeah, it just sounds good to me.
Yeah.
And maybe it will dampen down the energies that they're bringing in here, or at least to you anyway. So that's very good. Very smart decision.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ann.
Okay, someone wrote in about the alien attack page option 8, and I'm sorry, I don't have that one running right now to see what option 8 is, but they, if you do, they wrote the planet by their name, and they say Mercury was a rough one. So yeah, you can, you could also put your a planet after your name at the very top, and then whichever clearing it is they're referring to on number 8. Okay. We're getting a lot of things in. Thank you, people. Okay. So someone wrote in, they're from central Wisconsin, and someone commented how chilly it was there for August. And I'm not sure, they're asking where did that person call in from. I'm not sure exactly where. But then they go on to say, right now the West Coast is having unusually hot temperatures. New York has had similar to monsoon weather, lots of rain all summer and spring, and it's unusual. More weather like Oregon would have. So, question. For extreme weather, lots of rain, or really hot or cool for this time of year, would the environmental clearing help normalize those areas? Thank you.
Yeah, give it a chance and try it out. Yeah, you never know how the clearings can affect you. And sometimes people have done clearings, and the clearing really wasn't designed for it, but it sort of crossed over into that area that they're requesting. So, you know, always just do it and find out. So, back to you.
Okay. Yeah, and I would say, again, I'd do gray skies clearing because that's kind of weather-related. And also because there's usually clouds or something going on in the sky and the environmental protection with the same wording. Someone just wrote in, Ron, about the planetary clearing tonight. I feel peaceful after clearing Venus. Thanks, Ron. Very relaxed. I haven't felt a planet clearing physically yet except this one.
So this one really had you. You may want to do lots of timeline crashes on Venus then. If you do feel something, you know, like you said, you didn't feel the other one, this one here you felt, they got you hook, line, and sinker. So I would definitely do clearings on that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, and thank you, listener. Someone wrote in, option 8 is alien planet courting. So that just highlights to me again, what a wonderful and thorough clearing that is. It's really worth it. I know there are people that don't let a day be without it. They're just buying that month every month. It's just whatever date they found it, the fifth of the month, and they buy it every fifth of the month again and keep it going. And that's really great. You will sleep better. Okay. And get back to some questions here. We were talking a lot the last show. We're almost to the end of the show already. About timeline crashes, Ron. Just a quick question here. If someone timeline crashed their diagnosis, would that get the doctor off the timeline?
Yeah, you know. And that's why we have the call on Thursday. So if you we'll see that you have some type of infection in your mouth regarding one of your teeth. I won't say it's an abscess, but you know it's hurting. You know, so yeah, you now are replicated every 10 minutes as each alien race has you, and they have to replicate you having a problem inside of your mouth. So when you do the timeline crashes, that takes away the replica, say, of you on that timeline having, you know, maybe a tooth issue, let's say, or a gum issue, whatever it is. So if you do maybe 1,000 of those, all of a sudden, the aliens cannot replicate that because it doesn't exist any longer. So they'll just pass it over, and lo and behold, when that next, human clone, non-human, whatever word you want to use there, comes in to you, it won't have that problem. And when you're made real, normally that should go away too, which I do on all the calls. So the real you may not have it, but the replicas of you, and as the aliens reproduce you every 10 minutes and bring you here, you know, onto their movie set that they own, and they own your real estate for 10 minutes, then, you know, they're waiting to steal energy from you because it's hurting. Then when their 10 minutes is up, they hand over the blueprint that they have created, and then another one takes that and recreates it. And that's the way it works. So as you do timeline crashing, and maybe you get on the Thursday calls for a situation, then all of a sudden that's going to go away. As far as the doctor's diagnosis, well, they already have you pinned, waiting to get this Ching money, you know, coming, right, somehow. And so naturally they're waiting. Probably once they have the people come in every day and they go, oh, wow, man, this person had that. And I only saw him for, you know, 10 minutes apiece, and I'm making maybe $300 on that 10 minutes. So, well, that's great, you know. And then they're cha-ching, and they're coming back in a week, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. And, wow, this person has cancer. Man, I'm going to have them for a long time. And they're probably going to drop dead in a year. And I just think of all that insurance money I'm catching, you know. And so you have to look at that. So you want to get that energy off of you from what somebody else is thinking of you, because they're putting you on their cha-ching timeline because they want to have the money from you. And they're going to hang on to that illness or whatever that problem is that they told you that you had because they're greedy. So you want to do timeline crashes to get yourself off of those timelines. So that's what the, I guess, the initial question was. Because your doctor now has you pinned, or whatever that person would be. You know, it could even be a witch doctor. They have you pinned, okay, because they have you suffering, okay? And so all of a sudden you want to get off of those timelines, so do a lot of them. And all of a sudden you may find that what you have vanishes completely. After you do, maybe it takes 10,000 timeline crashes. Well, just keep doing them until there's nothing for the aliens to recreate from you, you know, on a timeline. Once you get rid of the issue on a timeline, then it doesn't exist anymore. So that's the way you need to look at it. It'd be like kind of like washing your clothes. You got an oil stain on it, you know, from something, a grease stain or whatever, and it's, you know, it shows up, and you wash it again, and maybe it starts to go away. Maybe you try different types of soap, you know, or whatever. And eventually, after you wash it enough, maybe it finally disappears. Well, you know, doing it once or twice may not be enough. Maybe you have to do it 10 times. So, anyway, on timeline crashes, that's the advantage that you have, because you can remedy that situation if you're willing to put your energy into it and the time that it takes to do it. And, you know, the more the situation is with you, the stronger it is. The more emotional energy on it that you have, the more timeline crashes you're needing to do. So, it looks like our BBS show is about ready to end here, so we'll do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So you want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. So, here we go. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. Now we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, blessings. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Anne, for helping out tonight. And thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful evening. Peaceful rest.